So this is the Recent Developments Part 2 panel. As our panelists get situated here.
Sorry, she moved me.
Oh, I threw off my organization.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows who we are.
Yeah, yeah. So briefly, our moderator for this panel is Debbie Langehennig. Debbie is a fellow of the American College of Bankruptcy. She's a coach for the UT Bankruptcy Moot Court team and past president of the Honorable Larry E. Kelly Bankruptcy Inn of Court. Debbie served as a judicial law clerk to Chief U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Larry Kelly and currently serves as a Chapter 13 trustee for the Western District of Texas. To her left is Omar Alaniz. Omar is the managing partner of Reed Smith's Dallas office. Omar represents distressed companies in and out of court workouts and Chapter 11 restructurings, and regularly advises boards of directors in developing liability management solutions. He also represents other key stakeholders in distressed situations, and his industry experience includes energy, industrial, real estate, financial services, utilities, aviation, and healthcare. To his left is Christina Rodriguez. Christina is an associate attorney with the Keeling Law Firm in Houston. She's been an active member of Houston's Consumer Bankruptcy Bar for over 10 years. She primarily represents debtors in Chapter 13 and 7 bankruptcies. She's also a native Spanish speaker and appreciates that she can use her bilingual education to help her clients. And then to my immediate left is Aaron Kaufman. Aaron is a partner in the Dallas office of Gray Reed, where his core practice includes complex Chapter 11 cases. His recent debtor representations include Gold's Gym, Fresh Acquisitions, Cleveland Integrity Services, and TM Care Services. Please help me welcome our panel.
Thanks, John. All right, synchronized watches. Here we go. I want to start by thanking those who contributed to our materials. As you all probably remember, every year we work with two sets of materials, consumer and business. So we'll make references to both of those materials. So the Fifth Circuit was really busy this year with bankruptcy appeals, and so we've decided to talk about a number of Fifth Circuit cases this afternoon. Aaron, you want to start us off with Palm Springs?
Sure, but I, before I do that, I want to echo. I know this morning Bernie gave special thanks to the contributors to the consumer materials. I just want to make sure it's all clear that the business materials are just as hard to do. And so thank you to Danielle, Lana, Derek, Andrew, Lindsay, and Jacob. It's great to have a good team of people contributing to those because I used to do it on my own. And, man, it's much easier when I'm not doing it on my own. So with that, let's talk about the first case comes from the Fifth Circuit, but it's about some real estate in Palm Springs. So I chose this case because I think it has it all. And what I think pushes this opinion from a good opinion to a great opinion is the way Judge Higginbotham sets the stage at the very beginning. So I want to read his introduction. This, the very first words out of the gate of the opinion are, "Federal bankruptcy provisions date to the founding, embedded into our Constitution as a core tenet of the country's economic vitality, and with good reason. Debt, and this is in quotes, debt was an inescapable fact of life in early America that cut across regional, class, and occupational lines, and debtors' prisons were antithetical to the new democratic ideal." This is I found this very enlightening. "So in parallel with the industrialization and modernization of our markets, the bankruptcy code matured, its execution shifting to an independent court staffed by an array of able judges selected by merit and expert in their fields, right, giving bankruptcy courts with their new status a crucial role in freeing the entrepreneurial energy indispensable to our nation's economy." It's beautiful, right? And he continues, "It is on this stage that the current action arrives." So everyone's hooked on what this case is about, right? So here, now he tells you what it's about. "An effort to salvage the building of a hotel in the face of market demand shrunk by the COVID virus and other difficulties." All right. It wasn't actually what we thought it was going to be. But Demetra kind of touched on this morning in the Supreme Court case that came out of the Sears case. When we talk about appeals of 363 sales, it's really hard to get to the merits of the sale because we have a statutory mootness under 363M. And a couple of years ago, we talked about, at the district court level, this came out of a case in front of Judge Jernigan, if you're going to appeal a sale order, it was at the district court level, the district court made clear you can always appeal the issue of good faith. The case this year in front of the Fifth Circuit is, okay, they've appealed on the basis of good faith. Now, what's the standard?